Dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Secord, S-E-C-O-R-D. January 3144. Addresses a letter to Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, 431713. Dear Dr. Strong, post-hospital follow-up, Mr. Secord comes accompanied with family member. Acute on chronic renal failure, cardiomyopathy, cardiorenal syndrome, recent diarrhea, hypovolemia, did not require dialysis, azotemia improving, started bicarbonate replacement, presently minimal diarrhea, uses a cane, has not required any oxygen, off diuretics, dyspneal activity not at rest, no orthopnea, no oxygen, no CPA machine, no vomiting, no urinary symptoms, review system done being negative. Medications on hold include Invokana, I-N, V as in Victor, O-K-A-N-A, Lasix, Glimepiride, Ozempic, and potassium. New medication started was bicarbonate. Otherwise, he is still on all medications, including vitamin D125, Lipitor, insulin lentas, beta blockers. Next paragraph, blood pressure 120 over 66 on the left sided, weight 195, no local IRALs, no respiratory distress at rest, no arrhythmia, no ascites, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, last chemistry is when he was in the hospital. Azotemia improving. From a peak 4.4, at the time of discharge 3.17, baseline around 2.5. Last electrolytes normal, bicarbonate low on replacement, high chloride. Anemia around 11, phosphorus less than 4.8, normal magnesium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure, component of pre-renal from diarrhea, hypovolemia, and probably cardiorenal syndrome. Azotemia improving, no indication for dialysis, repeat chemistries tomorrow, metabolic acidosis combined, renal failure and diarrhea that is improved. There might be a component of renal tubular acidosis. We'll see what the blood test shows tomorrow. Continue replacement, blood pressure presently well controlled. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Already on treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism with vitamin D125. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. He needs to check weights at home. He will discuss diabetes management tomorrow with you. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Down the road might require restarting on diuretics. Presently, no edema, lungs are clear, and no oxygen support. He has advanced renal failure with low ejection fraction, 28%. This is from June. Minor other abnormalities. He definitely will require restarting diuresis based on above indications. Explain one more time what is cardiorenal to patient and family. He is at risk of dialysis in the future. Plan to see him back in 4 months. End of dictation.